The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. We say that as a courtesy to you, a courtesy that we are very, very seriously considering taking away.
Well, a courtesy can be given and it can be just revoked just like that.
Absolutely. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. If we get some of your calls, we will take them today. Before we do that, I wanted to give Rob a moment at the beginning. Many of us that know Rob and Carrie know what's been going on, but Rob's held off talking about it. So I give the floor to you, Mr. Spiewak.
Thank you. I will keep this brief. I don't like to start the show on a downer, but it's not really a downer because he had a great life. On last Saturday, Carrie lost her dad. It was a very, very sudden turnaround to the point I spoke to him on the phone on Father's Day. He was at 100%. And as the month proceeded, they found some bleeding on his brain, causing some pressure, which led to a small stroke. And they went in and the surgery went not as well as they expected, obviously. And when he came out of surgery, there was a stroke during surgery. He never regained full consciousness. He was on a respirator for the rest of the week. Luckily, things availed themselves, as they often do, where Carrie and her two sisters were able to go to him. He lived in Lakeland, Florida, just outside of Orlando, and sit with him for his last several days. They feel that he was not responsive, but they also feel, just by watching the way he was, that he was able to hear. And so they were able to talk with him, and his grandchildren, and even I, we spoke via speakerphone. We were all able to say goodbye. And he was 80. His name was Edgar Harrell, and I don't know that the man had an enemy in the world. He was so affable and likable and easy to be with. And one memory that I want to share is that when I was going to marry Carrie, it was during a time where I could not get away from work. And I wanted to ask for her hand, and I phoned him. And we had met, but we weren't close then. And I said, "Ed, it's Rob. I'm sorry to bother you at work. I wonder if I would be able to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage." And I was really hoping for a fast yes. And what I got was an extraordinarily long pause. And
wow, that had to scare the crap out of you.
Yeah. And I mean, I was the one who broke the silence. And I said, "Ed?" And he said, and this is the first time he said, "Son, I'm just so touched that you thought to call to ask me."
Oh, what a wonderful response that is. That's a home run.
It could have gone the other way.
It very well could have. And I gave him
usually the pause means it's something evil.
Yeah, like he's preparing paperwork.
Let's talk about some options.
But he welcomed me into his life and he into ours. He and Big Daddy in their day would sit and talk for hours. And I'd like to think right now they're together having a cup of coffee and talking again. He did everything for his kids. He did everything for his grandkids. And he is a reflection. He is reflected in Carrie because she is also a wonderful and loved person. And I know 80 is a good run, but it's be nice to have him back for a little more. And yeah. Ed, we'll miss you. I love you. Thanks, Dad.
You know, we are more of a family now doing what we do. And when this went down prior to last weekend with Rob, Oscar and I both said, if you need some time, we'll hold
down the
fort.
You gotta go. Stop down the show in the middle of the show.
Stop the show down and said,
"That's right."
You gotta go.
This is family.
Rob hung in there and did such a an exemplary job like we always do, a lot of us do. You kind of throw it into to what we do here, and it's really appreciated. It was not lost on either Oscar or me, you know, how tough it was for you the end of last week and the beginning of this week to do that. And then, and you're also, you know, he was down in Orlando, so that's where Carrie went, and Rob was holding down the fort with his kids back here. So it was very difficult, and you know what? You did it like a trooper, and
well, thank you.
And really our best to Carrie. I communicated with her personally, probably more than any other reason, because it just was so fresh in my mind what she was going through, and she had a much more sudden, much more difficult situation than I did. And so
you guys couldn't have been any more supportive. And the one thing that I feel bad about, and it's when reality gets mixed in with you know, real life happens. Carrie had to go by herself, and it's hard to be a supportive husband via text and via, you know,
but
a spotty cell phone.
You were holding down the fort.
But you
got to
do it. You got to do it. One of his, he left a very, very, very brief but specific will. He said one thing great. He said he wanted to donate all his clothes to Goodwill because that's where they came from.
Oh, that is
was he
hilarious.
Doing shtick?
He was doing a little shtick.
That is funny. Awesome.
Handwritten will, but he also said, you know, he did not want to be resuscitated, and he also said he wanted to be cremated and interred with his wife in Iowa, where he spent most of his life, although he was living in Florida now. So after the cremation,
she passed a short time
about
ago.
About 2 years ago, I think.
That was Carrie's mom. Right?
No, not Carrie's mom. That was his second wife. Carrie's mom died about 5 years ago.
Carrie's had a lot of loss in her young life, and it's been very tough for her. So,
but one thing, and I know Mike can relate to this, because of the cremation, there is no urgency to do the funeral. So we're going to take our time and pick a moment when all of the immediate family can get together and really celebrate his life. So that is, you know, you find the small blessings in a situation like that, and that is certainly one of them. But thank you guys for being supportive. And when Carrie announced it on Facebook, some people figured it out in advance, but when she announced it on Facebook last night, so many well-wishers weighed in, and that's so, so nice. Yeah. So thank you to all of you. It means a lot.
Hang in there, Carrie, and I know she did a good job getting down there.
The best.
With her sisters coming into town as well.
It's tough.
You know, 2016, man. Blah. I mean, really.
Enough already. Enough.
Yeah. But you hung in there with work. Certainly something I'm not going to do as I go off to get my hip done.
That's fine.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know. It is Wide Open Wednesday. Let's take...
oh, hold it, Mike. We have a... It's our Wide Open Wednesday stager.
Call me. Oscar, anytime. What are you doing on the phone?
I figure I could signal you when we have calls.
Yeah,
I can hold this up.
Is that the signal?
It's a prop.
Okay, I have no idea what you're doing, but let's take a phone call right now. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on Wide Open Wednesday. Hello. Yeah, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
I'm great. How are you? What's your name, sir?
My name is Justin. Calling from a UPS truck. How are you guys?
Hi,
again?
Justin.
Every week. Hey, we gave him a hiatus last week. We didn't even talk to him.
In 3 weeks.
Justin, how are things on the road?
Oh, very hot, but the roads are fine.
Okay, yeah, it's. Oh. I mean, you're having a heat. You're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
Yes, sir.
What else can we do for you, Justin? All right.
Well, I had I ran into an alcohol problem the other night, and I figured I'd run it by you guys.
I ran into one when I came out of the womb. Am I right, ladies?
I want to tell you.
What's the alcohol problem, Justin?
Well, have you guys ever been to the restaurant World of Beer? Do they have?
Oh, I've been there.
We have one down here. I haven't been to
or
it,
across
but
the
I've
country.
Seen it. Yeah, World of Beer. It's a chain.
Right. Yeah, and they have a ton of beers on tap. And my buddy ordered one, and it was a Pilsner Urquell, I think it's called.
Yes.
Okay.
And when the bartender brought it over, it was a mug completely full of foam. And she said, oh, yeah, well, this is a new thing. You can order it full foam, half foam, or no foam.
I've never heard of that.
I feel as though you're getting a rube. This is a rube move, that you're getting a rube. Full foam, half foam, or no foam?
That's
and they were
BS.
Serious.
That's BS. They're trying to trick you. That's like...
Who would ever want that?
We had an intern once who also worked as a waitress, and one time they brought she was called over to the table, and a plate of spaghetti, and they found like a big hunk of broccoli in the spaghetti. And they said, waitress, there's broccoli in my spaghetti. She said, well, then congratulations, you've won. And she walked away. What happened is you've got a beer jerk there that doesn't know how to pull a good beer.
Or
and
a pour.
It was
on the menu.
They said, we got foam, full foam, or no foam?
Yeah, and it's like a dollar cheaper for full foam or something.
Well, of course, because it's only like four tablespoons of beer.
Hold on. We have to investigate this. We have to put the I-team on this to find out exactly what's happening with that, to find out about this beer.
Mike,
foam.
I will, if you don't mind, as I wrap up my final this Friday, this weekend, I will go and investigate.
You will explore the world of beer. That's wonderful. That's that's more material for you while I'm on the table. Should be fantastic. I think that's great.
I want to wish you, Mike, a fast and speedy recovery. There's one thing, I know you're probably nervous, anybody would be, but there's one thing I haven't heard you talk about that you might be looking forward to after surgery. It's those Miss O'Mara sponge baths.
Justin, I'll keep you posted. Thank you very much, bud. And God bless you. We appreciate all the calls every week. It's wonderful. Thank you very much.
I like that he referred to her as Miss O'Mara. Already he's got her single.
Yep.
People are being trained on Wide Open Wednesday. Let's take another call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the show. Hello, who's this?
Morning, Mike, Rob, and Asker. This is Nick out in Rochester, New York.
Rochester. That's the way you pronounce it, too. It's Rochester, not Rochester. Rochester. Yeah, Nick, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to wish you good luck tomorrow and let you know that my father and my wife have both had both of their hips replaced and they're doing fine.
Oh, wow. But you mean your wife has had both of them done?
Yes, she has.
Oh, wow. And she's happy with the results?
Yep. Actually, after a month and a half, you could hardly tell she had it done.
That's awesome. I'm glad. I love to hear those stories. I've heard great stories. Great stories about women, too. That one lady, a guy was telling me Tylenol, just took a couple of Tylenol.
Wow. That's
all she needed. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. I got to baby it, though.
You're not looking forward to it.
No, whether I get it, whether I have pain, whether I'm pain-free or not, my instructions, my marching orders are irrelevant to the pain. Did you know that? That I have to be. It's not like if I am 2 days on a walker and I go, hey, isn't this great? Right. I have to be on the thing for 3 weeks. That is my number one thing that I'm bummed about, that I'm just going to be like, hello. I'm thinking about going down to the beach.
It'll blow
boardroom.
By. It'll blow by.
It will. That's what Carla says, so I look forward to
it. One more thing, though.
Sure, keep talking.
You're not going to be able to pick up more than 10 pounds, so you're going to want to pick up the boy a lot today because you're not going to be able to pick him up for like 3 months.
Yeah, is that because of the doctor's orders or because I physically won't be able to do that?
Doctor's orders. You're not going to be able to pick up more than 10 pounds.
Oh,
at
God,
least that was my waist, my father.
Yeah, I forgot that.
How will you shop for sugar?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nick, have a good time up in Rochester. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And do we have one more? Or can we move on? Yes, we have another one. Let's get these out of the way. 888-920-4.
That's how much we love them.
That's how much we love them. Oh, there's a nice connection. You have a bad connection, sir. Who's this?
Hey, this is Wes. Is this the Tony Perkins Show?
Oh, look at that.
Yes, this is Gary Stein. What can we do for you, Les?
Hey, Gary, I just wanted to say I love that whiny voice that you always kick in with. It's that's amazing.
Okay, thank you. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Hang up on this guy.
I'm sorry you cut that short.
Gary Stein.
He's invoking a reaction.
I know.
He's invoking a reaction.
Dissing Gary Stein. Buy a T-shirt.
I was going to do my Rob Ford.
Oh, really?
Please.
I haven't heard your Rob Ford.
Sometimes I have my girlfriend shave my back.
We love the Tony Perkins Show.
We love the Tony Perkins Show. Lots going on that particular show. All right. Well, this was a crazy opening to the show. Kooky crazy call. And so,
could I have tan parakeets?
We have those. It's a short mailbag, so I hold in my hand the mailbag. I think we can do it.
Okay.
I want to do it at the front of the show because it's not about us. It's about you, every party.
It's all about you.
You.
It's all about
you.
All the time, all these things that I do. It's all about
you.
It's all about
She doesn't
you.
Sound like that.
One time.
She doesn't sound like that. When she doesn't go, you.
So
you.
I think she
doesn't
does.
Go, you. No,
she
doesn't.
She does.
Play it again, and don't sing it this time. Let's listen. Let's listen and see if she does.
Cat, right.
And discipline yourself.
It's all about you. It's all about you. All the time.
She's got an affectation.
The second you, there's a slight affectation at the beginning. The second one, there is none. And it's not like you.
Well, you know what I'm doing. I'm sort of emphasizing her things. Because it's fun. Right?
Her boobs?
No. Her affectation.
All right. Very good. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's open up the mailbag now. Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Dear most kind gentlemen, I've been a listener since the Don and Mike show on WHFS in Baltimore, which is where I also got to know Oscar, Chad Dukes, and 98 Rock's own Josh Spiegel on the Out to Lunch show.
105.7.
I adore all the shows on the More Broadcast Network, Rob and Joe, Cake and Cookies, Tony and the Jewish Sidekick. That's the second pounding he's taken today.
I think
What's
that's actually praise.
Here?
I that's think that's praise. Praise right there.
But that isn't why I brought you here. All right. I like it when you take control of the show with a letter. My birthday is July 11th, and that's July 11th is my daughter Elizabeth's birthday.
Oh.
That's right. And I have but one request. I need a heavily leaded decanter. You see, my roommates like to drink my liquor without my permission, so I need a long and lingering type of revenge in the form of lead poisoning. I was hoping that Rob could run down to the store and pick up a heavily leaded decanter for me. Revenge will be mine. Thank you for all the years of laughs, gentlemen. Go with God and S&D.
So he wants Tom a leaded
Burnett.
Decanter?
He wants a leaded decanter. You better run out and get
I will be
for.
Right back.
There you go, Tom Burnett.
A lot of people don't know this, Mike, but my car is also a time machine, so I'll be buying the leaded decanter at W. Bell & Company. South
That's
Washington Street in Falls Church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a great letter to start with.
Yeah,
thank
like
you,
that.
Tom Burnett. Next one, dear guys, I celebrated my birthday on July 4th. Hey, born on the 4th of July, and would love it if the Georgetown jerk.
What?
The Georgetown jerk?
I think it's a new character that might be at the Washington, D.C. studio.
Could give me some advice on how to stay youthful and energetic well into my soon-to-be 50s. Love you all. You make me smile each and every day. Love, Kathleen Cullinane. Kathleen Cullinane. That's a lot of L's. Kathleen Cullinane. Any advice for Kathleen Cullinane, Oscar? Lay it on her.
It's a Georgetown jerk, Mark.
The Georgetown jerk.
New character alert. New character alert.
This is good.
What you want to do is walk around the block. Don't go to the mall. And for God's sakes, don't do your own yard work. Pay someone to do that.
This is new. This is a new character.
Crunches work better than you picking up brick like that Latino down the road. Remember to watch your calorie count or that caboose is going to get huge.
The Georgetown jerk.
Yeah.
Give him a round of applause. Wow.
Thank you, Kathleen, for doing the writing.
That was a total surprise. I'm getting a lot of joy out of this mailbag today. Greetings, TMOS homies. I write to you today from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, during one of the very few times I'll have internet access at Hope Hospital. That's a tough duty right there. When Mike volunteered his time in Haiti a few years ago, it helped inspire me to make a trek of my own. Serving in a mission with my church, I arrived July 1st amid general chaos at the airport and the peril-fraught streets of Haiti. Since then, I've been volunteering my time at an orphanage, a school, and a hospital. We returned to the States on July 11th, and until then, I'm determined to make the most of the experience. Thank you for the hard work you do every day, delivering 80 minutes of laughter, ball-busting, and general guffaws to the masses. You've proven that it is possible to reinvent yourself following a career detour, and that sometimes, just sometimes, said detour is a blessing in disguise. Keep bringing the funny boy. Sincerely, Sean Murphy from Chico, California, via Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Isn't that a great
and
letter?
God bless him for the work he's doing down there. Watch out for them skeeters. They got that Zika down there.
Yeah.
So beware of that one. Next letter says, hello, folks. My wife, Michelle Puckett. Puckett. She likes to tell people that we're separated.
Well, that's nice.
That's an interesting first sentence. Hey, my wife likes to tell people we're separated. You see, I'm in Fort Lauderdale for graduate school while she's still in Atlanta being totally box and generally kicking ass at life. She has a birthday this and every July 8th. I wanted to know how much I love her and miss her and how grateful I am for her support. I just smell trouble in this letter. I smell things are not all as they should
be. I think there might be white rocks in the front yard, if you know what I'm saying.
TMOS is one of the things that keeps us connected over the many miles. See, that's another red flare for me.
Yeah.
And I can think of no better gift on a graduate student's budget than the classic TMOS birthday song, Please Help Me Out. And thank you very much, Eric Lichtfuss. And so is Eric. Eric wants us to sing "Happy Birthday" to Michelle.
To
Puckett,
right? Yeah. She did not take the name Lichtfuss. She decided to remain Puckett.
Puckett.
If she took
let's
the name, she would be. She would be Michelle Puckett Lichtfuss.
That's true.
That, can that really? Oh, she's got to take that third.
Or
name.
You know what I would love if she did? If she called herself Michelle Lichtfuss Nay Puckett,
or Michelle Lichtfuss then Puckett.
Yeah,
I like the simple Michelle Lichtfuss Puckett or Michelle Puckett Lichtfuss.
Yes. Do you suffer from that? Do you suffer from Puckett Lichtfuss?
Does the traditionally does the maiden name goes in the middle, right?
Yeah, yes. They make it the middle name. Sure.
Carrie Harrell Speewell.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's Michelle. All right. Well, let's do this.
Happy birthday, Puckett Lichtfuss.
Michelle Lichtfuss Puckett Lichtfuss. Thank you. Thank
what,
you. Very
what a
much.
Wonderful array of names.
Yeah.
So and many letters.
What a wonderful technique that is. We're separated. Bang, 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 bang. Anyway, next letter. Dearest Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the intern du jour, I would like to send in two birthday wishes, one of which has a twist.
Ooh.
First, please wish Angel Ogden Kidwell a very happy birthday. Her birthday is today. She and I met when she saw me in... She and I met when she saw me in one of my many TMOS t-shirts.
Oh.
Ain't broadcasting. She and I met when she saw me in one of my many TMOS t-shirts, and she introduced herself. We are now good friends, and yes, she is guilty, but married.
Oh.
If possible, please wish her a happy birthday. Lots of marital strife in the mailbag.
A lot of sniffing around the wrong trees.
I wonder if Lichtfuss knows Ogden.
Just tell her you're separated. My second request... is for myself. On July 10th, I will be 50. I never thought I'd make it. Always seems so far off, but now here it is. As I enter my falling apart 50s, I'm thankful that I have TMOS to keep me going. I'm usually several days to a couple weeks behind in my listening, but that allows me to binge as needed. No, it allows you to be a bad listener.
Yes.
That's too much of a delay. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm starting to get concerned with this letter.
Yeah.
Listen to every show as soon as we put it in the can. We do it real time, baby.
Live would be nice to this
live.
Jerk.
Live would be nice.
Live would be nice.
I've been a listener since the WAVA days and loved every incarnation of the show. As much as I would like James Garner to wish me a happy birthday, of course you would, I feel that as a TMOS fan club West Virginia president...
Ooh, he's a fan let's club go Mountaineers. President. Let's go Mountaineers.
Woo. I need to ask the listeners to support, if they can, my state and the survivors of the recent flooding. West Virginia is the butt of many jokes, but our population is strong and resilient. However, at this time, we need a little help.
They do.
If they can make a donation by going to the United Way or the Red Cross. Gentlemen, thank you for everything you do to make the world a little bit brighter. Sincerely, John Jack. So I've seen the devastation in West
Virginia.
I've
done it. I'll do it again. Absolutely.
Very, very difficult times for them up there. You know, you have those mountain valleys that just get decimated when they get that kind of rain, and there's nowhere for the water to go.
A thousand-year flood.
Absolutely incredible, and of course made popular, not popular, but put on the map because of the fact that the Greenbrier, where they were going to have the golf tournament, showed what happened to that, golf course up there, and that's for the Richie Riches, but everybody else in the area got decimated.
Yeah.
You know, houses lifted off foundations. I think under 30 people killed.
Yeah.
It was just
tragic.
Horrible in West Virginia, so hang in there. Our next letter says, "Hi, guys. Please pass warm birthday wishes along to my nephew, Eric, who turns 4 this week.
Aww.
His daddy is my TMOS pal, and I hope he has to buy Eric a house in 33 years, just like Oscar's dad had to." That's hashtag Jamaican jerk, and that's from John Hickey. That's Rob
Stung.
Who edits those, so
Stung.
Just remember that. That
Stung
was
a little bit, my friend.
Oh, now we start the
show. I got a call
from
my dad on a sat phone this morning. Oscar, it's your father. Good luck on your finals. I have to go. Bye.
I have to keep this under a minute, as that is how they charge.
Yes.
Oh, love is in the air. It's nothing but love. Oscar Santana and his loveless family. Let's start the show, Rob. Go ahead.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Bob, we've had a lot of Saturday night parties here on the Ponderosa, but this is the best one we've ever had.
Sure nice to have all the neighbors here, too. And say, I never heard Slim Duncan and the boys play any better.
Hey, boy, you ought to try a little sanctuary yourself. That little Annie Simpson's the best dad burn dancer in the whole Nevada territory.
You mean she was the best dad burn dancer? Right now, Doc Burns is treating her for a broken toe.
Huh? Oh, dadgummit, Adam, you and your joshing.
Anyway, while you and the others catch their breath from all that dancing, why don't we have a song?
Hey, yeah.
We Cartwrights will take the verses, and everybody else join in on the chorus.
Wait, hold on there, Adam. Hold on now. Boo. We haven't sung together in a long time.
Oh, shut up.
We mightn't remember the verses.
Adam, don't you worry about that, Pa. Horse and Adam and I have been practicing. You just try to sing along with us.
You've been practicing?
Yeah. Right. Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Boo. Happy birthday to you.
Shut up.
Happy birthday, dear Pa.
Let's boss.
Happy birthday to you.
Shut up. Clear hoss. Stupid hoss. What was that? Stupid hoss.
Smells.
I just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa. Yeah,
took a little bit of doing, too, Pa.
Shut up.
Well, I appreciate it. But why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birthday.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your old family minister, who had recorded it also.
That's wonderful. Real thoughtful of you, fellas. I've always missed having a regular birthday.
Yeah, I bet you have.
How old am I?
Old, Pa.
Oh, you'd be surprised, Pa.
Yeah, Pa.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Fellas, how about a song?
No!
No, wait a minute.
No song.
There's something I'd like to say.
What is it?
Yeah. Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Rotunda in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Wide open Wednesday, although we won't take any more calls.
Thank you.
Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673.
Why this particular day?
I don't know. Who had recorded it also? When we're on, you can call us anytime. Worst writing in the history of television.
Really
who had
bad.
Recorded it also?
An old family show, minister.
An old family minister who had recorded it also. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, and this deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards. Rob, when you're getting those, like when you like start that slow roll over to get, just make me know that you have them so I can, you're holding up our business cards.
Absolutely.
Now, let me tell people the deal first. It's $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS. 500 business cards for just $9.99. Vistaprint, all about supporting small business owners no matter what you need. They've got it for you. We've got our cards today. Who sent in wonderful Vistaprint business cards today, Rob Spiewak?
You're going to love this. Drew Crowder, who is one of our great P1 listeners, had his own cards made, but he made one.
What are they saying? I'm honest?
Now, Mike, at $9.99, you can do cards just for fun. Check this out. This is for Paul Allen. He's a vice president, and the font
is
silly in Braille.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He actually recreated the card from what is
Drew
it?
Did that?
Yeah, he did that. Is it? It's American Psycho, right?
Yes.
And on the back, it has got a...
Hey, Paul!
Written on the back, he has in beautiful font... Look at the subtle off-white coloring, the tasteful thickness of it. Oh, my God. It even has a watermark.
That is hilarious.
And he upgraded the whole thing. It's beautiful. It's a great gag.
Sorry for the snide comment. You rock. I love that.
Pierce and Pierce.
Yeah, he's got all the details right.
That is fantastic. Good job. Hey, that's the nice thing. At these price points with Vistaprint cards, you can do anything you want.
Goof around,
500 business cards for $9.99. That'd be hysterical to hand out at a bar. Every one of us has designed a card with Vistaprint. And guess what? It's easy, 100% user-friendly. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. And then send us a funny one. I'd love people to do that.
Awesome.
I mean, look, it's great to promote your business. We let you do that on the show when you support Vistaprint. But if you do something like Drew did, which is just pure fun, we love that too. Okay, we are as usual on a mailbag day. We're a little bit behind And there's a little boy that's in the studio today that's feeling a little nervous. I think for the purpose of time, Rob, prior to him reading his poems,
yes,
we'll get the setup here,
okay,
the background, because you kind of tasked him with this. And I know that you mentioned on the show that Mike McIntosh's poems, which were an assignment based on him no-showing for a broadcast.
And then lying about it.
We're supposed to be delivered to you by Sunday night.
Mike, I made some notes. I printed out the email as soon as it arrived. It says requested by 5 p.m. Sunday, received 3:09 p.m. Tuesday, approximately 46 hours late. And that's nearly 2 days.
And I noticed on social media, I think it was on the Facebook. That's
yes.
The only one I look at. I look at the Twitter sometimes.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this, that I believe Mr. McIntosh proudly said the poems are done like last night.
And
that's not acceptable.
And also, although I did not read them, I printed them out to make sure we had them because, you know, if you're 46 hours late, who's going to even think maybe you not might even bring them?
Right.
And look at the amount of effort that I'm sure he put in.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't even see it.
Exactly.
You got to hold it up to the camera.
Hold it up to him so he can see the length of the poems? It looks like a good 8 minutes might have gone into the entire project.
Is that one poem or is that the poem for everybody?
Everybody's
poems.
That's
all three, Mike.
All right, you are the laziest sack of shit that I think I've ever seen in my life. There is no question. I'm not even sure those are going to see the light of air.
Can I see those if you don't mind?
I'm stunned. I'm stunned after time.
The fact is, too, Mike, he sent them as an attachment. So I had to double-click to open it, and I said, oh, my God, this is going to be a big file. And that's the only thing that come up.
Where is your initiative?
Yeah.
Where is your initiative?
Over the weekend, I had a big English paper
right.
that I was doing.
Was the English paper as long as the poems?
It was much, much longer.
Yes, it was. As a matter of fact, comic strips are much, much longer. The popular comic strip Kathy is much longer than these poems.
I say we give them a shot.
Okay, so you pre-read a little bit?
We give them a shot.
All right. The thing is, but Mac, you know, it looks like really the time, how long, what was the total time commitment to that? And B, listen to me. You get one shot at this. Be honest. Be honest with me.
I would say a little over a half hour.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? I believe that.
First step.
I believe that
in the right direction.
That's,
honesty.
That to me is making. I'd say it's more like 15 minutes. But but that's okay.
I'd say 10 because I'm guessing. But the length. I glanced 10. And I saw they were 5-line poems. Are they limericks?
I'm not sure what a limerick is.
Of course you aren't.
Educational system. Jesus. We want to know. Make America great again. Jesus Christ. You don't know what a limerick. There once was a man from Nantucket.
It's a 5-line poem where the first two lines rhyme, the second two lines rhyme, and then the last line rhymes with the first.
A-A-B-B-A. Yes.
Yes, that's sure.
We'll take you know what? One. It was more fun dealing with Ed's death than doing these poems.
That's
what
I did.
That is right.
God. That is
Mac McIntosh.
Wow. Soul sucking.
Mac. All right, Mac, we're going to take a break. We will come back, and then we will have the reading of the poetry. And
maybe an annual event, the reading of the poetry.
And the analysis of the poetry. Then later on in the show, we're going to prevent Oscar from collapsing his own. We'll be back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So, you love listening to The Mike O'Mara Show? Well, we want to let you in on a little something-something. We have a new bonus show every week. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/bonus for your extra hour of full throttle, uncut, ball-busting fun for your week.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Is that intern Brittany that did that?
Brittany had her first session yesterday, absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate that. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Warby Parker. Do you hate getting new eyeglasses? The choices, the hassle, the expense? Forget about it. How do you like my Buddy Hollies today?
They are great.
You love them.
Will you prepare a Buddy Holly song to sing for us after the reading of the poetry?
Look at this. Pegasus. Anyway, Warby Parker is the answer for all the hassles of buying glasses. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. Plus, choosing frames is convenient and easy. With the free home try-on program, you can try out 5 pairs for 5 days. Just go to warbyparker.com/TMOS and choose your 5 favorite styles. They're shipped to you with no obligation. Then you have 5 days for family and friends to help you decide which frames are best for you. Warby Parker is your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there's no middleman. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your 5 favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. And then when you're at the end of the process, you get these pretty glasses that I'm wearing right now.
Gorgeous.
And they're my favorite. They're built beautifully. They're constructed. You know you've got a quality product. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS, and we thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, so the whole idea of Mac, the background on this is that he was asked, I gave him the assignment of doing a poem because he was lying to us on the show when he no-showed and he said he had class when in fact he really didn't have
class. And it was a two-layered lie, Mike. Let us really recreate it when he said, well, I had class until 11.
Right.
And we said, there's no class that goes to 11. And he says, that's right. There was no class. So it wasn't just the time he was lying about. It was the total existence of class.
All right. What is your course load at the community college now? What are you taking right now, Mac?
Right now, I am taking an English class, which is online.
Clash. It's taught by Scott Shannon, yes. Mike.
That class is online. And the math class is Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 6 to 10:30.
Today, we're going to learn about iambic pentameter.
Who knows what a sonnet is?
Fantastic. Do we have any Japanese students? We're going to try a haiku.
Now, you said one of the classes was online.
Yes.
So does that mean it can be done absolutely on your schedule?
Yes.
See, that's a mistake.
Well, no.
I think for him it's a mistake. Hold on, let me finish, Mac. I'm making a point here, okay? It's not a point counterpoint. Look at the sign, okay? It says the Mike O'Mara Show.
Read it,
learn it, love it, all right? The fact is, the whole idea, look, online, if you're out in bum F, like you're on an Alaska encampment somewhere, and there are grizzly bears licking your toes when you're sleeping at night, that's fine because you don't have access. When you have access and you're in the beehive that is Northern Virginia or the Maryland suburbs of D.C., you drive, get in the car, get in a classroom with others, have the teacher in front of you. I realize that's not the modern world, and I realize I might be dissing people that are doing online education, but come on.
But I'd like to piggyback on that. College, especially when you do it the real way, is not just about learning. It's about learning how to work within a structure and with other people and schedule.
Socialization, Rob.
And you know what you need? You need interaction and structure. What you don't need is the ability to work on your English paper at 3 a.m.
Also, just for a perspective, I believe that online works for a lot of people. It's just not built for a guy like Mac.
He needs structure.
I only take one a semester, one online class.
You take one that isn't because it's two classes.
I have 3 classes. I took 6 weeks and then 6 weeks.
But remember that semester where you took none, but you said you were taking a lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I do remember that well.
You established yourself as having a little trouble with responsibility and the truth. And then when you don't show up for this show, which really for an intern, look, we task our interns with a few things, but by and large, you get to come in and watch a show every day and watch a bunch of professionals entertain the masses. It's really not it's not anything that's a grind. You like being here.
I love it.
I know you love it, but you don't love it enough where you show up with responsibility and take it seriously. That's how we're feeding our families here, Mac. That's why we gave you the incredibly grueling task. I used to tie interns to trees and put ants on them. And now I'm getting,
Tell me about it.
Back in the day, we used to do that.
There was murder. I had pie in my pants, Mac.
That's right.
His pants.
By the way, the fact that he was the catalyst for that, Don Geronimo, is the reason he's worth so much more money than I'm worth. And the fact is, the thing is, now it's a little poem, and this is why I don't believe in being soft, because when you're soft, you don't get the results.
You get soft results.
You get soft results. So you were tasked with a effing poem by Sunday at 5. Rob decided, because Rob knew you well enough because he supervises the interns. I don't. I'm not there eyeballing you, Humps, every day.
You had 2.5 days to do it. No amount of English paper should have stood in the way.
Yeah.
So you failed in the task, and I am not sure what the next punishment will be, or what the next
like
task will
cake.
Be.
Probably but a novella.
You are not out of the woods with the poem.
Okay. Why, really, if you did say a half hour, which is what you say, let's say for fun that's true. If you spent a half hour on it, don't you think you had more than enough time to get that in by Sunday and still study for the English paper? In retrospect.
No.
Why?
Because my God.
He keeps fighting it. He keeps fighting.
I was in a nervous wreck that weekend trying to get that paper in.
Oh, you were in a nervous wreck.
Yeah, you were nervous. Yeah.
What wreck were you in?
I'm sure this is.
What was going? Did you have another fight with your mother?
No, it was just I am not good with writing papers.
I see.
It's something I struggle
with. Part of college.
All right, let me just say.
He's good at posting on Facebook.
I want to give you the answer. I am not good. I am not good at. I am not good doing. I am not. That is the sentence that before you leave this studio, that will be removed from your vocabulary. For interns, we get to say it all the time. It covers our ass. But then again, we're adults and we've been in the workforce.
Yeah, we're good at it.
I am not good. We're good at it.
We're good at not being good.
We're good at saying we're not good at it. No. But that is, how many years have you been coasting on, clean up your room. Mom, I'm not good at it.
Right.
Go out and help your father wash the car. I am not good at it. You know, hey, you were late again. I'm not good at getting up.
That's right.
All those things are not a question of being good at. You either do them or you don't do them, okay?
Did you have 10 minutes of downtime Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yes.
Of course he did.
Then that's 30 minutes.
How much time did you spend online playing your video games?
Or playing with something else?
I was playing a little bit.
A little bit? Just give us an honest answer.
I honestly couldn't tell you.
More than an hour?
Probably over the weekend, yes.
Okay. He played video games and didn't do his homework.
Did you go see fireworks?
I did not.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't? Okay, well, that's why not?
I will be honest. Monday, I could have done it. I didn't.
Okay.
When fireworks
There's
go
no
off, do you hide under furniture? Because my dog does.
Do you get in the bathtub?
Do you wear your thunder sweater?
Thunder buddies.
Thunder shirt. Yeah.
Thunder buddies. F you, thunder. You get as a. hey, let me. So Mac, how come you didn't go to the fireworks?
I'm not interested in it.
Just like this show.
He's not good at looking at fireworks, Mike.
Too much fun? Is that it?
To see a movie with my friend and his girlfriend.
Oh.
What movie did you go see?
Finding Dory. It was god awful.
You're in your mid-20s.
It was her suggestion.
Yeah.
She wanted to see it. God. I wanted to hang out with my friend.
Oh, her? So, oh, yeah, you did.
Not her.
You eyeballing her?
Is she in the way?
No.
Yeah.
We've been friends since
kindergarten. They've made movies about that.
We've been friends since kindergarten.
Yeah, do you hide under her bed?
Hi, Mac. What are you doing here? Mac, I didn't see you in the kitchen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just under your bed writing a poem.
Let's call her Deborah.
Okay.
Okay, let's just name. All right. It's like, Mac, I didn't see you here. Oh, hello, Deborah. Mac, what are you doing in my kitchen? Hello, Deborah. Mac, you're supposed to be home at your own house. I've just been sitting here thinking about you.
She's in the way.
What's your male friend's name? What's his name, Mac?
Matthew.
Oh,
sometimes he calls him Matt.
Matthew. Sometimes.
Matthew, that man, that boy's downside. He's downstairs. Mac is down in the kitchen. Oh, my God. So you went to Finding Dory. Sometimes you can't write this stuff. Finding Dory. All right, we have to take a break.
We do.
We will come back. And are you ready to read your poems?
I'm ready to read the poems.
Getting another.
Have you ever boiled Deborah's rabbit?
Nice.
Does Matthew's girlfriend have any other girlfriends?
Yes.
Oh. Any double dating possibilities?
Not likely.
Why? Are they pigs? So.
No. It's just personality.
Oh.
Yeah. I think all the time that's the issue with you, isn't it?
Yeah. They have them. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the poetry reading on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, yeah. Thrash Live. Let's get into the fun.
Uh-huh.
How you doing, everybody? flashlight.
Maybe this is the song that's playing when Deborah comes down to the kitchen and Mac's there.
What, 1970s this song?
76 or 7, I think. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Parliament.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Well, you're in the middle of a heat wave, aren't you? Yes,
yes,
you are.
Yes.
You knew it would happen. It's summer in Washington, D.C. and around the country. And now you need to stay in of doors, be like Mike McIntosh, stay inside and shop Amazon, the coolest place on the internet, Amazon.com. You can buy everything you need at one place from the air-conditioned comfort of your own home. Remember to shop through our Amazon portal. So, while all the squares are running around sweating bullets in that terrible heat wave, you're chilling like a villain and supporting your favorite podcast. Yes, sir. Get out your flashlight and shop Amazon and use it like crazy. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then all you do is shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now relax and be cool, Daddy-O, because you are helping out the Mike O'Mara Show and shopping on Amazon. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right, back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are here with Michael McIntosh, who has received a homework assignment for failing to show for work. Before we have you read the poems, I would like you to convince all of the parties of this show that when you are on the schedule, when we welcome you into the bosom of our family, you will not disrespect us in totality again and not show up. Because I've got news for you. This is very harsh, and you might consider it harsh, but if you do it again, I'm afraid that's going to be your last time doing it. We won't be able to have the fun with you that we've been having.
Oh, yeah. It's sad. I promise that will never happen again.
All right.
All right.
The date is, this is July 6th, 2016.
We call it the big lie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. If I die on the table during my hip surgery, all bets are off. So
all right.
You got that to look forward
full
to.
Full reset.
All right.
Hold it. Really? No, I think if you die, then he still has to, I think that ends his internship.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. So either he shows up late again or I die on the table.
A lot of stake. Yeah, a lot of stake.
Plenty
to,
so root for him.
All right, Michael McIntosh, in what order? You can choose the order of poems, and who are you going to read for first?
I will read yours first, Mike.
All right, calm down. Would you like some water? Would you like a sip of water first?
I am fine.
He's fine.
Do you have any musical background for him, Rob Spiewak? Did he request any?
No. Well, of course he did. He planned everything down to the letter. Not.
Not, he did.
I have some music prepared.
All right, and nice and loud, and do your best dramatic reading here. All right?
Okay. Good luck, Mike, with the new hip. You are the man who gave me the internship. I've learned to recite, Mike is always right. If I'm late again, he'll crack the whip.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, it's rough.
Wow.
It's rough.
All right. This college you go to, it's a real college?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Let's move to the next one. Let's move to the next one.
All right. Wait for the music to establish, and then you know what it might have been? Don't listen, Oscar or Mike, for a second. I'm not sure you're selling it.
Okay.
If you don't believe it, they're not going to believe it.
Okay.
And try reading with a smile.
I will do that.
Okay, very good. Music.
His name is Rob with two B's. Interrupting is his expertise. He is almost twice my size. Grief trolls when a celeb dies. Let's hope he has no liver disease.
Hold on. You really get the tongue in the way.
Yeah, that tongue.
It's the tongue that just...
Yeah.
Dang.
Here's the thing. A lot of people... there's a guy that became a superstar anchorman locally on WTOP. His name is Sean Allen. And how this F-stick... achieved that. I tell you how his price point was low.
Sure.
And he'd do anything they wanted. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, Sean, I politely reached out to him when he first got the job and he blew me off and I've never forgiven him for it. So I diss him all the time. But Sean Anderson is so. I believe in diction. I truly believe in diction. You want to hear the S's
diction.
And the T's. You want to hear diction. It's very important to project, whether you're on stage or on microphone. It's helpful. Okay. Even though most commercial endeavors nowadays would tell you differently because you hear, hey, how you doing?
Oh, you know what kills me nowadays? Is you know who that actor is? Steve Martin.
Yeah, Steve Martin. Steve Martin. There you go.
Want to kill myself.
But diction is important. Sean Anderson, unfortunately, got the tongue in the way. He's learned how to correct it. But
and I will say this. The writing on this one is a step up,
mm-hmm.
but you must sell it. Slow down.
Okay.
Believe in yourself.
Down.
All right?
Here we
got
go.
It.
All right. Let's start from the top. From the top, the Rob Spiewak poem.
His name is Rob with two B's. Interrupting is his expertise. He is almost twice my size. Grief Trolls When a Celeb Dies.
Wait, Grief Trolls? What is it?
Grief
what is
Trolls.
It? Grief Trolls Gah. When a Celeb Dies. Grief
Trolls. That's stuff.
Grief
Trolls,
trolls When a Celeb Dies.
Yes.
Let's Hope He Has No Liver Disease.
Do you have a lisp we don't know about?
I do not.
That's too much. Oh. That's
is it
he
there?
Might that might push him over.
Oh,
the
edge. Okay.
That truly might push him over. The
edge. I don't think he has a lisp we don't know about. He might have a few bodies we don't know about.
Can you
grief
say,
trolls? Grief trolls is very hard. I mean, it's a yeah. lot.
Say
lot
that
to
again.
Roll off the tongue.
Shoehorning.
There.
Grief trolls.
Grief.
Grief. Grief. Trolls.
No, you, where is your G?
The G?
Grief trolls.
I hear creef.
Grief trolls.
That's
can you
there
say? You can you say garden hose, please?
Garden hose.
Okay. Can you say grape jelly?
Grape jelly.
Okay, see, you can do it. You're just your mouth is being lazy.
So say grief trolls.
Grief trolls.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Why can't you pronounce the GR sound with grief?
Grief. I don't know. I don't know.
Pronounce this. Grundle.
Grundle.
Say it again.
Grundle.
All right.
That's it. Oscar, do you think he's got that same chip that you have with pizza?
Yeah, pizza.
Maybe.
Yeah, but where are you from again?
I'm from Arlington.
Okay, it's in Arlington.
Right, now, without saying trolls, just say grief three times.
Grief, grief, grief.
He almost got up there, right?
Yeah.
Say it again, grief.
Really push it.
Grief.
Push the g, g. Let me hear you go, g, g.
G. Grief.
Say grief.
Grief.
Make it a two-syllable.
Better.
Okay. Grief.
Right, grief.
So now read it. Grief.
Good, good, good.
Grief trolls.
You want the whole poem, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead. No. Just, I don't know.
Okay.
Let's go right to Oscars.
Okay. Oscars, okay.
All right.
Oscar is getting his business degree, though he'd struggle in a spelling bee. He high-fived a cactus, but with women he must practice, not calling them a manatee.
Yeah!
That was lovely.
Much better, much better, much better. Yeah!
That was lovely. That was you finished strong. You finished
I have
strong.
A Ooh, haiku for Pony.
I'd say that he finished stronger.
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 Did you say you have a haiku for Tony Perkins?
No, for Pony Boy.
Pony
oh,
Boy.
For Pony.
Pony Boy. Okay.
You know, the consonants are a little tough for me, Rob, when I'm down here in South Florida because I'm
No, they're tough in here as
yeah,
well.
They're tough everywhere. I have it. Pop them! Say it! Pop the P. I've never told anybody that on the air. Pop the P.
All right, let's hear the haiku for a Pony.
Okay. Pony craves action. Sugar gliders crave it too. He craves his mom more.
Wow. Wow.
That's
yeah.
A little that's a little
I cut to the
right
core.
There. Wow.
But is it really good enough for 2 days late? I say not.
There once was a boy named Mac who always continued to slack. If he does it again, he's toast, and then he will never be coming back.
Yeah!
That took me, oh, that's right, 10 seconds, not 30 minutes. But anyway, just remember, you got a lot of people here. I know it might not seem like a big deal to you because everybody else is doing all the lifting, but we use our interns, and that's why we get interns, because they all help the presentation. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mac has done things for us in the past
yes.
that have been helpful to the show.
Yes.
Am I right about that?
He has.
But he's also a strict fear into my heart. All so, right. I mean, it's a balance.
Yes, I understand this. All right, so moving around. Thank you, Mac. Appreciate it. That was part of the show.
That
I'll never get back.
Strong
kind
delight.
Of show I
Soul
want to
sucking.
Do the last day
week.
Before I go under the knife. Anyway, let's talk to Oscar Santana,
oh.
who is now, you know, my favorite subject is the House of Horrors, the money pit where Oscar is. The first thing Oscar says to me before the show starts today is like, Mike, do you know anything about taking down a bearing wall? The first thing that I was thinking was, well, if it's a bearing wall, you probably don't want to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
So your concern, Oscar, is that you're going to remove a wall that supports the structure. Am I right about that?
So that is my concern. But the problem I'm having is with these old homes, the build quality is all over the spectrum, because some people have added walls to these old homes over the years.
Modifications, Mike. Literally, the house is nearing 200 years old.
Yeah. Yes.
There's been modifications.
Found a built-in bookshelf that looks like it would have been a passageway at one point from one room to another. And I believe...
That's excellent. You know, Mike, it was used by Colonel Mustard. He was holding a candlestick.
I believe I can knock out that bookshelf. I've already taken off the shelves. Now I just have the just built-in.
Where will you put all of your books, Oscar?
Well, there's another built-in on the other side of the room.
Oh, no.
Take care of that.
Hello.
Oh, I'm not...
Oscar.
Not Hi. Pleased to see you.
Been living in the bookshelf Goodbye. I'll see you when you're sleeping.
Right, Sal coming by. Right.
I didn't think of Sal living in the bookshelf, but now I'm a little crept out.
What's on the other side of the bookshelf? Do you know where it connects to?
Yes, it goes to my dining room / just little baby doll kitchen. That's what it does.
So it's really not a secret passageway.
No.
You just
no.
think that. So it's a built-in. And are you going to have to destroy the wall to take out the built-in?
Yes, I'm going to have to take down that wall.
What if you just took out the built-in? Would it be about the size of a door?
Yes, and that's what I'm working towards. But after going on YouTube, because the joists and the actual studs for the wall are maybe laid out differently over the years, because simply the build quality was different back in the day. I feel like if I take it out, the structure will still remain intact.
Are you planning on taking the entire wall out to make the kitchen living room like one?
Is just like on HGTV on the Property Brothers. I want nice line of sight.
Now I'm getting scared, okay? Because what you're attempting to do is probably an idea that others have had for a very, very long time.
Sure.
Let me make this really clear to you.
200 years.
The fact that you're looking at one room, which I'm going to assume is like your little living room with a bookshelf,
yes,
correct?
With a bookshelf.
And then on the other side of that is this minuscule kitchen.
Yes.
Do you think there's any chance at all that you're the first one that has said, man, this will be really great. It'll really open up the space in here. Of course.
Yes.
So the fact is, you don't think. I'd almost guarantee
there's
you
a song about this wall in Hamilton. It's that old that actually Alexander Hamilton thought of making the kitchen bigger.
So
have you checked with any kind of expert at all before you start?
I went out and I bought a FLIR camera for my iPhone, an attachment, so I could actually see the.
That would be a no, Rob.
If there was any electrical running through that wall.
A FLIR camera, do they also make baseball cards? What is a FLIR camera?
It's a heat sensing camera. And the heat sensing camera allows you to see the heat signatures of any utilities or pipes that are within the wall.
And through women's clothes.
But the thing about it is, bearing wall has nothing to do with that.
Well, I'm concerned about the utilities because I'm not calling Miss Utility.
Well, you should be concerned about that. Yes.
First of all, Miss Utility is an outdoor activity. You don't. If you're digging, you call Miss Utility.
Right. Jerry Clark told me to, Mike. Jerry Clark said, "Call Miss Utility."
Oscar, what I'm worried about is that hey, there don't seem to be any wires back here or electric. Everything's fine, and then you go knocking down. Now, the thing is, if you do it correctly, you'll be able to ascertain the load bearing of that wall, which I'm thinking maybe this is the main level of the house, not the upstairs. So you may be supporting your floor upstairs with that with that wall.
That may be a possibility, but my gut says that the fireplace is supporting the load. Because the fireplace is on that same wall. I'm not taking down the fireplace.
The fireplace would
be
a really bad
couldn't support a wall.
Idea to support something. No, because it's sort of
because
a brick tube.
It kind of goes straight up in the air.
Yeah. It's not like I haven't thought about safety. I bought a solid 2x4 to hold up the wall just in case it comes down. I'm going to put that up there almost to wedge it in there just in case there is some sort of support coming out of it. And I bought safety goggles, a hard hat, and a sledgehammer just like I see on TV.
All right, do this. At least get somebody.
A guy.
To take a peek at it and say, I want you. Correct me if I'm wrong. I just want to make sure I've got the facts here. You want to take this wall out to give yourself more space.
I need more light.
Level.
It's so dark in that one room.
You'll have
so
light when the ceiling comes down.
Lots of light.
Does the wall go from the front of the house to the back of the house?
No.
You may be all right.
Yeah, I may be all right. Maybe
you know
all
what,
right.
But I got a bad feeling, Mike, that even if there's walls that separate it, there might be something known as a beam. That is the going the length.
Gym
of
beam?
No. You'll need plenty of that, too. But
you have to be extremely careful in old houses that can collapse when you start messing with
walls.
Can't
you just hear the bookcase coming out and the house starting to actually make the noise of an old man heaving?
What if I...
Shannon, I'm all set over here. I think I've got this almost done, and there he goes.
What if I get some test holes drilled out?
A stud finder and test holes are not going to determine. You need someone who knows the structure of buildings. I don't want to say, it doesn't have to be an architect. You could look up online structural
engineer.
Yeah. You need somebody who knows what they're looking
for. And the thing is, Oscar, that you got to know is this isn't like you can put it back. Once the law comes out and maybe you're lucky enough to jam the 2x4 in, maybe, then you're maybe okay. But once a house starts to crumble, that's a lot of damage.
If this is a decorative wall and somebody says, you can take this wall out, then you're good to go. You take everything out there and it's the floor is supported. But how many, like, do you have, it's an old house, right?
Yes.
You
look up this and old house.
Are you able to see, I just think you want more space. It would seem to me when you talk about the space challenges of that main level for you, you're not the first one that's wanted to do that.
No.
The only reason that wall is probably there is because it can't be taken out. That's just what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm thinking. When you ask me about load-bearing walls, especially in old houses, it's very, very
But
dangerous.
I think there is a positive here that even if it is load-bearing, someone can tell you how to leave it there, take out that bookcase as a door, leave the load-bearing issue of the wall intact. You can still have a passageway.
Ooh.
But that's going to mean that you can't, you know, remove any of the support beams within the wall.
Yeah, because the YouTube video I found really...
He keeps saying this. It's not helping.
The YouTube video.
It walked me through taking down that portion of the wall. It was a similar style home.
Well, the YouTube video I watched, Mike, had a dog that could throw his own ball. That's not happening in my life. So.
Get Mac to come over. Keep us posted. All right. I'd like to know. I'd like to know about this in the hospital.
Look,
Thank you very much.
I was gonna tape it anyways for the show, so you guys could actually have a perspective of me breaking through the wall like the Property Brothers.
I think maybe taking a hammer to. Is it plaster or drywall?
It's a combination, Mike.
What?
No, it's plaster because it's built in 1850. There's no drywall.
It might have been redone.
Yeah.
After they took out the wall and the house started to fall down, they said, we should put it back up quickly.
Jesus Christ, be careful. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Good luck, Oscar.
Yeah, good luck. Take me anywhere.
There is no question. I'm yelling at you. That's right. Now that I'm out of the race, I have lots of time to spend at the shore. I even have a new nickname, Sun Bernie. And I love the Mike O'Mara Show. Feel the funny every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Last night, we had separated our little Sleep Number beds for the purpose of doing some remodeling in the house here. And we put them together again. And she had her little side and I had my little side. But because we had connected them again, the little seam in between was small enough where we had just a little moment of togetherness that was just so wonderful. And I'll tell you something. I'm stunned when I change bedding, when I take apart the two sides, when I do anything surrounding my Sleep Number bed that I have had for years and years. This is the truth. I am stunned at how durable and how wonderful and how perfect that bed is. I mean it. If you get a chance, go to a Sleep Number store, see and feel how these beds work. It lets me choose my ideal setting. It makes me lets me change it whenever I want. I've told you that part, but the fact is overall quality is what I want to talk to you about today. The overall quality of this product is something that will last, and I guarantee it will. I've told you how much it helps my back. I've told you how comfortable we are. I've told you how much we sleep better on a Sleep Number. Please do it. You owe it to yourself. Check it out. Get into a Sleep Number store. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. The Sleep IQ score was a 95. You can't afford another restless night's sleep. You can afford a Sleep Number bed. Come in right now during the lowest prices of the season sale, where a queen Sleep Number C2 mattress is only $699.99. This is an opportunity you ought to take advantage of. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology only available at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget, do you really want them to take a selfie with the salesperson?
I would love it, and
really
then they could forward it to us, and we could put it up on our page.
Yeah, why not?
Do a selfie. Just
tell them I sent you. Thank you.
News.
Major story for Rob and Mike. Major story for Rob
Major.
And Mike.
Major.
It's pretty much accepted now that eating carbs makes you gain weight.
Right.
That's bad news for you. You know every food that tastes good, so listen up. A new study of more than 23,000 people found that pasta doesn't actually make you fat.
Hey!
Oh my God. Ooh, big win. Nice.
I'm doing a news story. Shut up. Thank you. Anyway, in fact, the researchers found that people who ate pasta were skinnier than people who didn't. And here's the best part. The study comes from Italy.
Oh, well, you know who wrote that, Mike? That's from Big Noodle.
Big Noodle. Let's thank the Italians for stepping up to cast some doubt on all the anti-carb health nuts. The researchers say people who ate pasta were more likely to be on the Mediterranean diet, which includes lots of fruits, vegetables, fish, and whole grains.
Oh,
so
see, they've sullied it. It's not about eating it with a big pile of fettuccine alfredo. It's about fruit and nuts.
I'll tell you one thing. You are every inch an American.
Yeah.
Even if all the carbs in pasta might be bad, if you're having it in moderation with a healthy diet, you probably don't have to worry about it too much. I love pasta.
It's
I truly
best.
Love
Boom.
Pasta. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think I'd go through that Mediterranean thing just to eat pasta.
Do you have do you have a favorite noodle? I like farfalle.
I'm to be perfectly honest with you, this is going to be a fat man thing. I'm a linguine fan. Thank you.
You don't disappoint.
I know. That's the fat man one right there. I'll have the linguine. We are rapidly approaching the point where we're going to need vacations away from our phones more than our jobs, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
A new survey found the average person spends more time on their phone when they're on vacation than they do on the beach. Rob Spiewak is the absolute poster child for this.
Get it, Mike? Our phone. Poster?
Poster child, right.
Because I post on Facebook.
Rob came in today and said, you know, I was at the game last night. I know you were at the game. Yeah. Everybody,
I know where
everybody
you,
you know
when
knows
you are,
where
how
you
are.
We right. know where you are. We know what seat you're in. We know what you're doing.
It's
everything
it's
you
by
do.
By design, because when the big one comes, you'll need to know where I was.
We use our phone for 3.5 hours, 3 hours a day on a trip, and lie on the beach for 2.5 hours. The survey also found 50% of people immediately upload their vacation pictures onto social media to show off, and 28% do it to make their friends jealous. Now, I don't know about that statistic right there, but the fact is that a lot of people just like to show stuff. You know, I like seeing it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to lie here and say that I don't like seeing. I like to know when Oscar's like at the top of a building taking a picture of fireworks, or he and Shannon have a picture on their beach, or Rob's at the baseball game with Robert III. I like that. I enjoy it.
I love vacation. Well, you know what? Back off on the food pictures, but I like vacation pictures.
I don't like food pictures unless they're really great food pictures.
Yeah, I agree. You know? I mean, they
that
can be sensational.
Your wife puts up.
Oh, God, those are great.
Those are great.
When my wife puts up food, she's working for a client.
Absolutely.
And she's showing that. Yeah. But she
I just
also
make
puts,
the distinction.
She puts food pictures up of stuff she makes.
Yeah.
Whether it's Blue Apron or homemade stuff. And, you know, if you're going to put food up,
make
if
it worthwhile.
It's great food, here are the things. Here's my food criteria. If you're going to put food up, show us how to make it, if you're making it at home, or tell us the restaurant you're at, because you can look at the food and go, that looks fantastic. I want to get down there and eat that. But if you just said, you know, starting the weekend right, big, gross, gooey plate of ribs, that's just making me jealous.
More neat sandwiches.
Thank you. More neat sandwiches. Yeah. Make sure they're not messy.
Yeah, make them tight.
There's a conspiracy theory floating around the web claiming that Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston are just pulling a prank. I've read this for a number of days.
Remember,
now.
Mike, we're going to try to start calling them Swiddleston.
Swiddleston, but this is getting more interesting, and it actually makes sense. And because it's making sense, I'm liking the story now.
All right.
Simply because if they're doing it this way. I saw the pictures out in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, a very wealthy enclave where Taylor Swift has a mansion.
Vanderbilt.
In the water. They were out in the water. Some of them were making out. You had Blake Lively there. You had Gigi Hadid. You had all these people there. And I said, that looks like a music video, and I think she's just gaming all of us.
Oh, okay.
So if this is true, you got to give Taylor Swift some props there. These kids are jet-setting all over the globe, making sure they're being seen, so people are beginning to believe that they're scamming all of us. There are even allegations that the paparazzi who have been following them around the world are from the same agency.
Ooh. Oh, that's cheap.
In other words, they're on the payroll, and you have to admit it's pretty amazing how they've been able to capture every move. Then there was the 4th of July party and Tom's insanely sappy I Heart TS t-shirt and fake heart tattoo. You know, is this really believable? I don't think it is. And some people think her entire 4th of July party was part of this whole thing for a music video that's coming out. So we'll have to wait and see.
This is the longest promotion and the most creative promotion for a music video. Think about it.
But you know what?
That's what she does.
Yeah. She really has always been at the next level.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, that beach, you just wanted to be on that beach. Mm-hmm. You wanted to be on the
and on that biatch.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not into that whole thing, you know, with the whole Blake Lively, you know, with child thing. But boy. Hello.
Yes.
Anyway, there's been talk of a Goonies sequel Oscar for several years now.
Hey,
Robert watched it. Robert watched it yesterday. Yes. Such a great film.
It's our time,
hey,
Mike.
Hey, you guys.
It's our time.
Now, there are varying degrees of development ever since. That's what they've rumored about. Original director Richard Donner said it was happening 2 years ago and that the whole cast would be invited back. But here's the expert, who, of course, is going to be the one person that is holding on to this like...
Is it a Corey?
It happens to be. There he is. Way to go, Rob.
Thank you.
Corey Feldman.
Boo!
Says it's probably not happening after all.
Oh. And Ramsey.
Here's the quote. Richard Donner is 87 years old, it's like no one really wants to make it without him. He's still the driving force behind it. He's still alive. Look, it was a cute little kids movie. It ain't, you know.
Yeah, it means a lot to a lot of people. Yes. You know what? It was just about at the end of me being into that age, but kids younger than me, like Oscar's generation...
My generation had multiple birthday parties where we'd watch that movie.
Yeah, because it was on TBS every 36 hours.
And that's all we had. That's all we had.
One of the original kids' movies where they kind of let the kids just go wild, right?
The Little Rascals.
Yeah,
it was. On camera. They just let them go wild on camera. They could do whatever they want.
It was really based on a Little Rascals, an R Gang short, Mama's Little Pirate. And but if you watch them side to side, they're both great. Really good movies. Yeah.
The whole point is this director who's 86 or 87 is just too old to make it. So Corey says
he made Superman, Mike. That's how old he is.
But it's a kids' show. It's a kids' movie. You're going to make it. You recast it with kids, don't you, Oscar? What are you going to bring Corey Feldman back in going, hey, we got to get out of the ship where the monster is?
I think
bring in Mouth's grandson.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think if they bring in the second generation, that would be fun. I'd like to see both of them.
Yeah,
I'd like to see. Does Corey Feldman have any kids?
I don't think he has a child. No.
None that would admit to it.
As hard as it is to believe, Bryan Cranston, this is another one for you, is in the upcoming Power Rangers movie. Bryan Cranston. Now I thought as soon as I read this, I said, "Oh no, sell out! Come on, you made such good stuff." Well, wait a minute. He's playing Zordon, the weird disembodied head who's like their Commissioner Gordon. The show was cheesy back in the day, but Bryan says the only reason he agreed to do the movie is because it's not cheesy. Quote: "This is as different a reimagining as the Batman television series." As the Batman series was when it became the movie series. It's unrecognizable for the most part. There are tenets of the folklore that you hold on to for sure, but the inspiration is different, and the sensibility of it and the approach to the filmmaking is completely different. Even though he compared it to Batman movies, don't expect The Dark Knight. It won't be dark. Bryan said these are still high school kids dealing with high school problems when they're not fighting giant monsters, of course. So I was kind of going... Okay, he got a big paycheck.
He was also
what the
in
hell?
Godzilla for like a cup of coffee.
Yeah. He was. He was. He takes.
I think
those
he likes
roles.
To work. I think he likes to have fun and he likes to work.
Well, here's a fact you didn't know. Bryan did some voice work for the original series early in 1993, and Billy Cranston, the original Blue Ranger, is reportedly named after him.
Really?
Oh, wow.
So there is there
the connection. Okay.
And now a little something something. A 22-year-old guy named Quinlan O'Mara. Now, my cousin Teddy has a son, Quinn. He sent this to me today. I got this from 12 people today.
Okay.
Quinlan O'Mara was from Des Moines, Iowa. He was shooting off fireworks around 4 a.m. on Sunday. Thank you. So the cops went to his place and saw him standing there with a bunch of fireworks in his hand. Only fireworks are illegal in Iowa.
Yes.
So the cops told him they'd arrest him if he shot any more of them off. And when they left... He immediately shot them off because he's an O'Mara.
That's right.
So the cops came back to arrest him, and he told them once he got out of jail, he was going to light another one, quote, with a blunt in his mouth because this is America. Oh, Quinn. Then they told him they were going to give him a preliminary breathalyzer test, and he said he would take a preliminary go F yourself test.
Oh, my goodness.
He was arrested and charged with using fireworks, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct. Here's the strange part. I don't know of any O'Maras who get belligerent with alcohol. Never seen it in my life. Never, ever seen it at all.
Foreign, very foreign to me.
Quinlan O'Mara. Yeah, it's not the same name, by the way. It's but anyway, let's not get into that. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. You wanna
love to last forever. Man, we've really been killing it on the More Network podcast. You were recently on Tony Perkins, man. You were hilarious.
Well, thank you. I think we did a good job on the Mike O'Mara Show itself.
We should probably try to target some of the other shows like Cake and Cookies, maybe Tech 411.
Yeah, how about AmeriCast?
Good one, man.
All right.
Anyway.
AmeriCast, is that even still on the network? Anyway, Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Yeah, it seems to be a little battle between Marcus Serta and Rob and Joe, so that's going
fun.
Back and forth.
I don't know who to root for.
It's tough. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the Ring Doorbell and the Ring of Security Kit. Let me tell you about it. There's a home burglary every few seconds, more than four per minute. Most of them happen in broad daylight. They usually roll up to your door, ring the doorbell, make sure nobody's home, and then they go in and they ransack you. The Ring Video Doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen. It allows you to see and speak to somebody at your door wherever you are, anybody approaching your door. They also have a sensor in there where they can see if somebody's lurking around the front of your house. Now, Ring is using their advanced motion detector technology to protect your entire property with the Ring of Security Kit. The kit includes a Ring video doorbell for your front door and a Ring stick-up cam. It's a wireless, weatherproof HD camera to keep an eye on other parts of your property. The Ring video doorbell and the stick-up cam both install in minutes, and together they provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in the living room or 1,000 miles away. Right now, for a limited time, our listeners can get $50 off the Ring of Security Kit. This is a great value. It's the lowest price anywhere. Just go to ring.com/TMOS right now.
Time is of the essence, Mike.
Join the hundreds of thousands who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/TMOS for $50 off. That's ring.com/TMOS. Let's open up the Audio Vault for today, Wednesday, July 6th, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
A good party trick that my mom can do is if you play a note on a piano, she can tell you what note it is. Mm. Like if you hit C, she knows that it's a C because she can sort of hear it in her head. She's got very, very good pitch.
Right.
But she's not quite to the level of this kid called Dylan. And we have some of his YouTube stuff on our YouTube page. Check it out. He's got a piano teacher that he can tell the kid the note. The kid can sing it. And his pitch is that perfect. This kind of blew my mind. Listen to this, especially the end when he tells the kid what note he plays on the piano and the child can name it.
Sing an A flat. C. About F sharp. E. About B flat. Okay. I'm going to play a chord. I want you to listen to it and sing the notes.
F sharp, C sharp, F sharp, D sharp, B, D.
And it's not a fluke.
He
can just do it.
Little now, Mozart. Does this translate into his ability to play or write music?
They were vague on the website. I'm going to start looking at some of the kids' videos. I only found out about him this morning.
If you're processing it that quickly, you can play fast,
probably. But then, but also someone said in the YouTube comments, you can name every color in the world and it doesn't make you an artist.
Not like the crap blues band where it's like, can I get a B?
But the thing about it...
Smoke a joint. Beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Listen to the very beginning of it again. That's not edited. He is doing it this rapidly.
Sing an A flat. C. About F sharp. E.
It's just funny to watch. Yeah, and he's little. Cool. So it's very, if you like music, it's a good thing to check out. Now,
I love that.
On the other side of music, Patrick Stewart, who was on the Star Trek program, loves to have a good time. And he did this as a fundraiser for the International Rescue Committee. It looks like a fake commercial where he's singing cowboy songs and they've got him all dressed up like Gene Autry in jeans and boots and a cowboy hat, but it's a real country album you can buy. And here he is. Here's the commercial for Patrick Stewart singing cowboy songs.
Lives and Times Records and Tapes proudly presents Sir Patrick Stewart's Cowboy Classics.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, rawhide.
Long known as England's premier cowboy singer, Sir Stewart now brings his music stateside in this amazing collection.
Let's vamoose, where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows. And you're all mine in buttons and bows.
Sometimes it takes an Englishman to teach us what's great about being an American.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, and the stars
can't
skies
be legit.
Above.
It's real. It's a. They're doing it tongue in cheek, but it is a real album. Yeah.
Made Patrick Stewart Britain's most beloved cowboy crooner.
Cowboy all wrapped in white linen.
So you can buy this.
You can, and wow. All the money goes to charity. Wow. But they've actually spun it like a real cowboy album. It was a jaw dropper for me
That's
today.
Fantastic.
Let's close with this. Remember this Icelandic soccer announcer. Who just lost it when they beat Austria? We had this on the audio vault. Well, apparently there is a genre of heavy metal music called Scandinavian black metal, which is rather harsh, and they've married his soccer call to that style of music, and to some people's ears, perhaps in Scandinavia, it works. So look for that in the clubs.
And defensive tackle.
Yes.
Number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
And before we close the vault, Mike, best wishes on your surgery. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you very much. Yes, I will be out for a few days here. Hopefully back sooner than later. I'm excited about getting this thing done. No, I'm not. I'm scared out of my ass. But, I mean, that's okay. That's the way that
we're
stuff
works.
We're
here for you, Mike.
Yes,
thank
you
very
be
much.
Fine.
And thank you for all the well wishes. I appreciate that. Boys will be taking the mantle for a...
What?
For a couple of days.
What the hell is
I'm
the matter
nervous.
With you?
I'm nervous. I am legitimately nervous. I meant for a couple of days.
Insult us on the way out.
Send the air check right out to the sponsors.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Be sure to join us every day on the air online at MikeOMara.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passion and support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Good. One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.